Hey, what's up? This is your girl Nala right here in the den on Power 904. Listen, some people know me as a host, a publicist, a promoter, or even the girl who pops up as a friend on your social media timeline. But at the end of the day, I am really a girl on a mission to help you grow and expand your brand just as I did mine. I never said I had all the answers, but I will go out of my way to help make your brand be exposed as big as mine. My goal isn't to be famous. My goal is to reach, build, and expand with you. Don't play with me.
What's up, y'all? This your girl, Cookie Hall, from the Snoop Dogg Bad Girls of Comedy, from the Cat William Pimpin' Tour, and a whole lot of other stuff. Yeah, the Leslie Jones Tour. I will be in Jacksonville August the 3rd, 2023. Not next year, this year. 2023 at 8 p.m. Me and my girl, Shawnee D, Kiana Scott, comedian Terry Harris, Sir Williams, and Victor. We'll all be there August the 3rd. See you there. Get your tickets. Hey, what's up, y'all? This your girl, Cookie Hall. What? Jacksonville Comedy? Yeah, I'll be there every first Thursday of the month.
All right, what's up, you guys? This your girl, Nala. We're sitting here in the den. We're online with Power 904 with Cookie Hall. Cookie, tell us a little bit about yourself and what brought you right here to Jacksonville, Florida.
I'm comedian Cookie Hall. A little bit about myself. I'm funny. I smoke a lot of marijuana. And I drink a lot of water. There you go. That's me in a nutshell. And what brings me to Jacksonville is I came down there to do some work, some production work with Victor and Sir. And we were talking about bringing comedy down there with Dr. Powell also. So they contacted me about bringing comedy down there, and I came down there, and I think Jacksonville is off the chain, and I wanted to bring a show. So that's what we're doing. We're bringing the show.
That's what's up. Okay. So I know we talked a little bit yesterday in our interview. You said some key points, and I wanted to bring them about today since we're online. What you said something about being dominant as a woman, but that we've always been dominant. Can you reevaluate on what that was about?
Well, how can we not be dominant when we produce life?
That's right.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, we produce life. Ultimately, it's our decision to give birth. And that's more dominant than anything that you could possibly think of in the universe. So,
and have you faced any multiple obstacles as a female in the comedian world?
Well, there's obstacles in life, and you cannot think you're exempt from facing anything. You know what I'm saying? So I just I accept mine with a grain of salt, you know, and I keep moving. You know what I mean? Because ultimately, it is about me and my journey and what I want to achieve while I'm on this earth.
That's what's up. Okay. And you mentioned some other things yesterday as well as being a single parent growing up or whatever. How did you manage that as a parent and being a comedian? Like, did your kid ever take it as you being funny, or did they ever have the, you know, struggle with, like, is mom serious right now or what?
I don't really care about my kids' opinion. I brought them into the world. How can they opinion affect me? I taught them what an opinion is. So, like I said, it's about me. My job as a parent is to raise you to be a functionable human. I can't teach you how to be a man nor a woman, but I can teach you how to be a functionable human, how to go to work, work hard in whatever field it is that you work in, and take care of yourself. And that's all I can show you. I can show you how I did it, and either you can pay attention or you can do it the way you want to do it. But after 18 in my house, you're on your own.
That's deep.
Yeah.
You done. I got done my job. What are we gonna do?
Huh?
You're like, what? Yeah, I've done my job. What you gonna do next?
Exactly. And I've been telling you since you was 12 that 18 is the cutoff. So you need to pay attention. You
That
know,
part.
everybody want a baby kids. Kids are babies till they're five, and now they're small kids, and then they turn into teenagers, and then they turn into adults, which they stay until they die, basically. So, yeah, and the whole time they were saying, I can't wait to get grown. Well, me neither.
Right. That's what's up. That's what's up. Okay. So the next question is, I know you've been on the road with some legends. What is the biggest thing that you've learned from them with traveling with so many legends on the road?
It's the biggest thing I've learned from them. Be yourself. Mm-hmm. And be consistent. Don't give up.
That's deep. That's deep. Okay. Okay.
I don't have no long drawn out stuff that.
No, that's it. That's straight to the point.
Yeah. I didn't learn my ABCs from them. I already knew it when I met them. So, you know, I just learned how to maneuver in the comedy game a little bit more.
So, is it something that came natural to you, or did you really have to, like you said, study how to maneuver through the audiences of being a comedian?
Well, I'm naturally funny. I understand that. But at like any other job and talent, you have to study. I mean, you know, Michael Jordan couldn't become Michael Jordan throwing a football. You know what I'm saying? He had to practice with the basketball. Right. So, you know, you go back and if you really study this game and you want to develop who you are in this game, it's better to go back and study the greats and develop who you are, because nobody can ever be Cookie Hull. You can repeat my jokes, you can take the premises, you can flip it, turn it around, back it up, whatever you need to do. But when I walk on that stage, my spirit and who I am is only me, and you can never take that from me. I don't care how hard you try. You could take style, whatever. You can never take who I am as a person away.
That's deep. I get that's real deep. That's something to think about. Like, nobody can ever take you away from yourself but you.
Exactly.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Okay, okay. So let's talk about on the stage, being there in front of all of these people. I know we talked a little bit about mental health as well. How do you control your mental health with, you know, because we go through things, we're human. How do you not, you know, distract yourself from the funny? Like, if you're going through something, but you know you got to go on stage, right? But you know, okay, you just went through the worst. How do you deal with that?
Oh, okay. If I'm going through something and I'm going on the stage, depending on what it is, I may tell y'all about it. Oh. You know what I'm saying? I might tell you about it. It just, you know, I don't even think about stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? I've been back in the green room with a stomach ache. Must feel like somebody got some pliers and just twisting my whole insides. And then once they introduced me to that stage, the spirit of God touched me, and I go up there and I done 45 minutes and with a stomach ache, and then got off the stage and still had a stomach ache. I mean, you know, right. It's a job. It's a job like any other job. You pick and choose your battles. You know what I mean? So at that point, when I'm there in the green room, what can I do besides either make a decision to go out there and function or just throw in the towel?
Right. Right.
And like I said, as women, we're strong. We function with a menstrual cycle every month that'll kick you in your butt right in the middle of you ringing up your groceries at Target. You know what I'm saying? And all of a sudden you got some kind of, you have an issue, you know? Right. So, yeah, you know, you put your big girl bloomers on and keep it moving.
So I noticed you got a hashtag as well. It's called God's Funny Plan, right?
Yeah.
What do you mean by that? Because I take
God's
that
funny
out with
plan.
some God is it God's funny plan.
That's who I am.
That's it.
I'm God's funny plan.
Okay. I just wanted to know because you use it a lot in your hashtag. So, like, I wonder what is she talking about
Yeah,
life?
I mean, you think about it. I mean, didn't God plan everything?
He did.
Okay, so I was a part of the plan, and a part of the plan was putting funny people out there, and I'm God's funny plan.
Okay. And you also got a brand, right? That you're branding and coming out with a clothing brand.
Oh, my foot in the ass gear.
Yes, we want to promote that with you as well. So, what is that about? We got to talk about
Oh, my
that.
foot in the ass gear is a t-shirt line that I created during the pandemic. I was sitting around smoking good cannabis, and I said I'm gonna start a t-shirt line. So I decided to start a t-shirt line, but since I'm a comedian, I don't want my line to be nothing like everybody else's. So what did I wanted to say? So most people keep a foot in their ass for no reason.
Thanks.
And I could give you all kind of examples of the foot in your ass. So some people let another person keep a foot in their ass for no reason. So
Right.
I just thought foot in the ass gear just came to me, and that sounded funny. And yeah, there you go.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Miss Tori, do you have any questions?
Yes, I do. You know I do. I'm gonna put my video on, girl.
Hi, Miss
Hold
Tori.
on. Hey, all right now. I was creating your t-shirt, and I was loving it. I was like, on your Instagram, you seem like you like to dance. Was you like a former dancer because you got moves?
Nah.
No,
Nah,
really.
I just be dancing just like all other black people. We just like to dance. I mean, it ain't got nothing attached to it, nothing like that. Yeah, I just like to dance.
Well, you got it. You
I
got it.
got a little rhythm, I'm black. I'm supposed to have some type of rhythm.
Okay. I was thinking about saying that the ladies, I haven't seen anyone come on, but we had a question for them, like to at their favorite sitcom. If you had to cast with the ladies now, what sitcom would you reboot and how would you cast them?
What sitcom would I reboot, and who would
Yeah,
I
you get to
cast?
cast them.
Wow. What sitcom? What did I like? The Brady Bunch.
Ooh.
Yeah, let's cast that. Let's cast that. Let's cast that. And let's make the daddy Denzel Washington, and let's make the mama Shaka Khan, and let's make the mama Shaka Khan,
Wow.
and then the three kids would be on the daddy's side. Would be Michael Jai, Will Smith, and Michael Jai, Will Smith, and Samuel Jackson. No, Samuel is the daddy, and now Denzel one of the kids. And then let's do the three females on the other side. Let's keep it real. Let's do Monique.
Okay.
Let's do Monique. Let's do some more, and then Monique, some more, and Leslie Jones,
Okay.
and then the Alice, the housekeeper, that's me.
because you keeps it real. You keeps it real. I like that. I like that.
That's the new Brady Bunch. Samuel Jackson as the daddy. Sit your ass down.
Wow. When you said Denzel, I was like, whoa, I would never see him in a sitcom. That took me somewhere. I was like,
yeah, he can play the oldest brother. He can play the oldest brother.
And there'll be musical talents and everything. That's going to be dope.
Exactly. That's the new Brady Bunch.
I love it. Well, I'm going to check back in with and see if we have any more guests. Since we don't have any more guests, I want to keep you long, but we definitely want to talk to the rest of the ladies, even if we got away, but I got your shirt coming.
I had some in the car for y'all, so we even, because I forgot. I ain't going to say it was the weed, but I'm just going to say I forgot. You know, it was the weed. I forgot. You know, I went to the car four times and I looked at the shirts and I still didn't bring them in. So
it's all good. I got you now.
So, yeah, ladies, thank you for having me. I really appreciate the Power 904 Hawaii. Yo, I'm going back to Hawaii. I love Hawaii. That's the first time in my life I got up, went to the beach at 9 in the morning and stayed out there like I was all just the whitest white person in the world. Stayed out there to like 2 in the afternoon, had lunch on the beach, played with somebody else's kids on the beach, and we just had a great time. We played Uno. That's the first time in my life I just did that. The whole thing is off the chain.
Love it. That's so funny. You got me cracking up, choking around here. Thinking about how you look on the beach. I love visionaries. I love people who see color. I love it. Thank you so much. Okay, dope.
We'll be available.
I'll text you and let you know.
All right.
Thank you.
All right, thank you. Hey, what's up, y'all? This is Cookie Hull, and I'm in the den with Nyla. Power 904.
What's up, you guys? This is your girl, Nyla, right here in the den, all the way from Georgia to Florida on Power 904. Yes, make sure you stay tuned in with us this year because we got so much new stuff coming in. Like I always tell y'all, you don't want to miss this.